Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Forbes just released the list of the most valuable baseball teams in 2025. Rockies came in first. Can you believe it?
You're the most valuable team. You're such a big liar.
That's a big liar.
Geron Sports.
It's either the Yankees or the Dodgers.
Yeah, we
know it was the Rockies.
There's no way.
April Fool's.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, hold on.
April Fool, I got you guys good. This is why I came in today. April Fool's.
Geron Sports. What do you think? What would you say, Josh?
Yankees or Dodgers?
Yeah, it's LA
it's funny,
or New York.
One and two.
Yeah.
So Yankees, $8.2 billion, and the Dodgers, $6.8 billion is their valuation.
Well, they've invested a lot of money into their team, so they're worth a lot. It makes a lot of sense.
Seriously. Yep. So, Colorado Rockies, 10th? No.
No, you're going to be looking for a minute.
15th?
Keep going. Keep going.
No, let me scroll. 22nd?
Keep
no. 23rd?
Going.
Oh, here we are. 24th.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm 1.4. Surprised we're that high on the list,
well,
honestly.
Well, this is the thing. The Monforts spend money. They just spend it on the wrong players.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Chris Bryant. Sorry, buddy. Yep. Love you. You were a great MVP with the Cubs. Dude, you got to learn to hit the ball. Sorry. It's ridiculous.
Dude, I preach it all the time, man. You don't have to tell me.
You've been saying it.
You don't have to tell
me.
I've been saying it for years.
You've been saying it.
Yeah.
Saying it for years.
It's ridiculous.
$1.4 billion, though, you can pick yourself up the Colorado Rockies. Just write a check and be done with it. Does that seem about right? $1.4 billion?
They're worth a penny.
They're worthless. Another thing out this morning that I found slightly interesting, kind of sad, actually. The average American spends about 138 minutes every day worrying. That's a long time. 2 hours and 18 minutes, essentially. Basically, Josh, the exact length of the Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. So through that entire movie, you're just sitting there worrying each and every day.
I worried through that movie because it was horrible.
It was a pretty bad movie.
Well,
what are you guys worrying about, Katie? You worry?
Yeah. I mean, there's some things that I worry about for
sure. What are you worrying about?
Well, family. My family lives really far away in North Dakota, and there's stuff that happens, and you can't do anything about it because you're 1,000 miles away.
That's got to be
so
tough.
So anytime something happens with my family, I am constantly worrying about them.
Nana, too. You worry about her, right?
Baby Nana.
And she's here, but I'm constantly checking her location, making sure she's doing all
that's
right
not
in
healthy,
life.
But
yeah,
it's
you're
not,
probably
you
putting the worry on
Yeah,
you.
I definitely worry a lot. Money, I think everybody, can throw that into their worry bank every once in a while, especially now. Everything's just getting more and more expensive.
I was at Walmart yesterday. I got one bag of miscellaneous nonsense, $82.
See?
Yeah.
$82.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And no
like,
matter
what
how
did
much.
I buy?
Yeah. And then you go home and you're like, $82.
I got
like
aluminum foil
this?
And celery.
Did you buy eggs?
No, and there was no eggs even.
No
dude.
Eggs.
No
what?
Eggs.
I did find this funny though, because we were talking about worrying earlier today, and I told you I saw a story that said the younger generation, they schedule worry time.
2:15.
Yeah, they schedule time throughout their day to make sure they're worrying about something. It's 1 in 10 of the Gen Z and millennial respondents here, but that's sad. That is a sad stat that you're going to worry, so you just schedule it as part of your day, and they're saying at least like 10 minutes is what they're putting their worries into. 10
that
minutes
is
a day they're worrying.
Stupid, isn't it?
I don't like
planning
just
on
scheduling it.
It's 2 o'clock. It's time for me to sit down and worry about everything.
Yeah,
and
that it's
is
not
so
like,
millennial
that's
and Gen Z.
It is, right?
So Gen Z.
I need to focus on my feelings right now.
Yes. Well, and I feel
I'm on my worrying journey right now.
God. Don't talk to me. Don't tag.
I'm letting my worry light shine.
Sorry, Katie.
Go ahead,
Katie.
They think
that if you schedule the worrying that you won't worry for the rest of the day, but I mean that's just going
to
make you
worry
more.
No, because then I'm worried up to that point. What if I miss it?
And what if you miss it? You're late. You're like, I'm worried that I'm going to miss my worry time.
I'm late on my worries.
To my worry time.
I don't like that. That schedules more fear in me.
That's what I think.
I'll just put my worries on my vision board.
I just let all my thoughts hit me at 10 p.m. and then I don't sleep through the night.
Exactly.
Do it like a normal person.
Worry
like that.
When you're supposed to sleep.
Be a man. Suppress it.
Yeah. Just drink heavily and then cry.
Duh. Forget
like,
your
that's
worries.
That's how the normal people do it, Zears.
That's how we've done it for
just
decades
bottle it
and
up.
Decades.
Just bottle it up.
Yeah.
Bottle it up.
And then
it
drink
kills
that bottle.
And yell at your children like normal people.
Jeez.
That's
why haven't you
it?
Unloaded the dishwasher? I hate my work-life balance.
I can't balance
that's
anything.
How you do it normally.
Exactly.
I hate my marriage.
What are they doing? So they're dark. Doing it wrong.
Doing it wrong.
That's the American dream.
That's right. Anyway, 138 minutes a day, two hours and 18 minutes of worrying.
That ain't right.
No, that's not healthy. That is not healthy at all. All right, let's do some PMI. We've been sifting through all the stories this morning to find a positive story, a minus story, and something a little bit interesting. Who got to pee?
I got to pee today.
Josh got to pee.
This is a cool story that I found out earlier today. A horse breed once thought to be completely extinct in the wild has been found.
Nay.
And there's one horse right here that ended up in Colorado, which is very odd because these horses are native to Asia. So not quite sure how that little guy got over here. But this word is, it starts P-R-Z, but it's the Przewalski horse. So the Przewalski horse is the last known absolutely wild horse in the world. The native Mustangs, which are the wild horses in Colorado, those horses are feral horses. So they're not actually wild horses. They are domesticated horses that through thousands of years have become undomesticated or feral wild horses.
Yeah.
So this is different. This horse actually has 23 chromosomes, considered to differ from the 22 chromosomes that feral horses and domesticated horses have. This one ended up in Colorado simply because it was mistaken as a mule in a Kansas City livestock auction, and a man found it, picked it up, and was like, this is not a donkey or a mule. I know there's differences there, but whatever. It's not a donkey or a mule. And so he had it tested, and they're like, that's a Przewalski wild horse. We don't know how it got in the United States, but somehow it was being sold at auction.
He hitchhiked. It's a swimmer. That's what
it's,
I was
it's
thinking.
A swimmer.
It's a swim.
He
hitchhiked.
Across the pond there.
Yep.
Yeah, so, but this is cool. So a lot of these horses have been domesticated or put at zoos to preserve them and try to breed them. And while they were extinct through the 1980s and 70s in the wild, there's now at least 1,500 wild horses again. So they are being reintroduced to the wild.
How about that?
Which is a positive story.
Do they make good pets?
No, they don't. They're very.
Do they make good glue?
They do.
That's what the horses are for.
They're really pretty though. They're like. Have you ever seen the movie Spirit?
Yeah.
So I guess
one of my favorites.
That was one of your favorites, though, wasn't it?
Yes.
So Spirit Horse is kind of it's a type of those wild horses right there, and it looks a lot like it. It's kind of that two-tone beige tan.
That's a pretty horse
with the dark mane. It's a beautiful horse with the dark mane. And I think it's really cool that there's a couple now that have ended up in Colorado.
That is neat. That's a great story. I love that. Yep.
Clomp once if you like that story.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right, I've got the minus for you guys. Katie, this is probably mostly for you.
Oh,
no.
Story out this morning. 4 health foods that aren't as healthy as you think.
Oh, no.
Granola bars made the list. You're like, I'm eating whole grains, nuts, and dried fruit.
Yeah.
No, read the side of the ding-dang label. You're getting high amounts of sugar, refined grains, hydrogenated oils, and artificial colorings and flavors.
No.
Yeah. Don't eat granola bars.
No, that's
and
not
on top
true.
Of that, the Nature Valley ones will make a mess for the next 10 years
in your
car.
I know, those come with a vacuum.
Like, if you want to get back at your worst enemy, eat one of those granola bars in their bed.
That's it. That's how you do it.
Washing their sheets
They'll
for
be
years.
Itching and scratching forever.
That's not all granola, though, right? Because I can get
a lot of granola bars.
No, but
read the package. It's
you're
like
saying
drinking
the bars.
A Coke.
Like, what if you get the granola that's in the package? It's just
read
granola.
Read that, too.
And
it's full
like
of sugar.
Organic.
It's vanilla flavor.
Yeah.
Well, it's sweet because it's sugar.
Is it really? I put that in my yogurt every day.
Well, that's funny that you mentioned that. Flavored yogurt came in at number 2. It can be a high protein, low calorie option, but check it out.
No.
Filled with sugar and artificial sweeteners and sometimes even candy. Katie will come in with her tub of Noosa yogurt.
No, I don't eat that anymore.
You used to.
I used
She's
to.
Like, my
yogurt. I'm going healthy. Today's my healthy day.
I ate that until you shamed me. You're like, you're eating
like,
a piece of pie.
Yes. I was like, you're eating pie and a can of Coke with that Noosa yogurt.
No.
I'm healthy.
You were right. No, but so then I've switched to the high protein, low calorie yogurt with granola and fresh blueberries. Like, I have that every day, and I feel really good about myself.
Do you have one
myself.
With you? We should just look at the side
no,
of it for
I'll
fun.
No, I'll bring it in tomorrow. I eat
Do
it at home now, but oh my gosh, like, really?
So you got to go plain, unsweetened Greek yogurt is good, or Icelandic yogurt.
With a little honey in it.
And unsweetened, and you can add honey.
If you want some, like,
that's the healthy sugar.
So mine does have,
so you're putting granola in your yogurt. You're getting a double whammy there, Katie Cat.
My Nature Valley and my yogurt.
Now, let me ask you, do you wash it down with a glass of juice?
No, I don't drink juice.
Because that's another thing. Like, you're giving your kids orange juice in the morning, you might as well give them a Coke.
Yeah, it's full of sugar. I did know that.
And then the last one on here, organic snack foods. It says we see the organic stamp on something and we assume it's healthier, but cookies, chips, and other snacks are often labeled organic, and they have just as much sugar and unhealthy fats.
My Lay's organic potato chips
aren't
good.
I know, it's not good for me.
Not good for me?
What about the dip? What about
my
the
organic gummy bears?
Organic ranch dip I use for those chips.
I don't think
chips.
So, Katie. I'm sorry.
Oh, Katie Cat.
So there's your big three. That's granola bars, yogurt, juices, and organic fruit snacks. Beware! They're full of a bunch of crap.
That's why I just go all out and eat the crap regardless, because I'm like, I'm not going to pretend to be
just
healthy.
Just go all in.
Yeah, just go all
eat
in.
Eat the gummy bears. Stir the gummy bears into your yogurt.
There you go.
Enjoy your life. Katie, what you got for interesting?
Sad, actually. I'm
she's going to cry.
Just sad over here about my yogurt and granola, but this is going to make me happier because Colorado has an official state mushroom now.
Is this like the psychedelic mushroom?
No.
Or just a mushroom?
No, it's an actual mushroom. I want to give a big shout out to Emily who texted this in this morning and diverted our attention to it because it's quite an interesting story. We had a school, the Horizon High School in Thornton, and their teacher, Mr. Sanchez. So the politics club there has been working to get Bill HB 25-1091 passed.
That's a good bill.
It is
That's a
good
bill.
Bill,
you guys.
It's so the state of Colorado can now have their own official mushroom because
he's a fun guy.
We have a state bird, a state flower, state animal. So this class was like, we need a state mushroom,
and
it is the
we did.
And if you're wondering, it is the Agaricus Julius, also known as the Emperor.
That's a good shroom.
Mushroom.
That's a really good shroom.
Exactly.
Trippy, bro.
So Governor Polis actually signed the bill yesterday, and there's a picture of Governor Polis and all these kids from this class signing the bill, and they're very excited about it. They made change in our state, and I love that. So shout out to Horizon High School, the Politics Club, and Mr. Sanchez's class for getting that done. We have a state mushroom,
we
guys.
We should post that picture because there's one gigantic observation in that picture. Well, there's a woman standing there, and she looks like a mushroom.
She did.
She does.
She dressed
and
up
and I feel
the
like
part.
She did that on purpose.
She had to.
She got a hat on, and she looks like Toad from Mario Brothers.
I do love when kids make a difference, and I feel like this is one of those things. They got something done.
Did they make a difference?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a state mushroom.
Josh, we have a state mushroom.
What makes this mushroom so special?
Did you
know?
More important things to be voting on.
It's called the Emperor, and for a long time, it was always misidentified as its cousin, the prince.
Of course.
So now we're making a big deal about
big
the fact
probably.
That it's a
the
big
emperor
mushroom.
Formerly known as prince.
Ah,
there we go.
That's
what it is.
That is funny. But
does it taste good, though?
Agaricus Julius. I don't know. We should try it.
A lot of those
Let's
mushrooms
on
you
a pizza.
Should not eat.
Yeah,
so
maybe
I don't
we
know.
Shouldn't eat this one. We should check out if we could eat this mushroom first.
Agaricus what?
I looked it up. Agaricus
Julius. A.K.A. the Emperor.
Sounds like something you'd read about in mythology or something.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a very proper name for that
mushroom. Well, go kids.
Yay.
Go kids and mushrooms.
Horizon High School.
Right on, kids.
It's a choice edible mushroom, so put
it
in your mouth.
Oh, it's edible.
There you go.
Okay.
I don't know what choice edible means, like own risk.
So are the ones in my backyard. I go out and nibble on those sometimes on humid days.
Just under a tree
those
somewhere.
Those are delicious.
Seeing noises.
And then I wake up a week later.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What happened?
That's it. There's your PMI this morning with JKJ here on MIX.